You are listening to episode 100 of the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
All right, so this is Ed Stetzer,
Todd Atkins, and myself.
Together.
Donated Ed.
Okay, but we were just talking
the most
about
obnoxious podcast. Yes.
We were just talking about Ed's emotional intelligence.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, you said something mean about me.
I didn't say anything mean about
that, you. That I like to, life's going fine. I just like to stir things up. And
what? No, this is live, folks.
I would never say, and I hope you would believe this.
Are we having a tender moment?
No, I would never say anything that I wouldn't say in front of your face.
Well, what do you want to say right now?
I love you.
That I have no filter. That I say things.
No. I did not say that. Okay. If it has been interpreted to you in that direction.
Tell me what you think.
If this is coming from where I think it's coming from, it was a conversation I had with
Beard.
And I said, we were talking, the conversation was emotional intelligence because she said, hey, I want you to, do some profiling kind of things on me.
Profiling, that's a good thing to do.
And I said, well, have you taken this? And she said, the only one she hadn't taken was emotional intelligence.
Yes.
And then, so we start talking about emotional intelligence and, I'm giving different examples. Yeah. And I said, well, and Ed is incredibly self-aware and socially aware. But sometimes I don't think he cares. Sometimes I think he knows exactly what he should say. And he's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm great.
Because Ed Stetzer's a big deal.
Oh, I'm not a big
doctor,
deal.
Doctor.
I'm a reverend.
I think I said,
I
because,
that.
Okay. And to go on, Daniel can corroborate the story. I said,
you're
because
bringing me in this now?
You know, and I said, really intelligent people sometimes get bored. And so sometimes I think Ed just tosses a big matzo ball out there and then so he can be entertained by getting himself out of it. Tell me that is not an accurate statement.
I would say that every word you just said is accurate, and I'm not offended at all, but I am amused by this. But I love
it's one of the reasons why you love me.
Here's what I say. As a pastor, I am very caring and I love people and I want that. But some people just need to be metaphorically slapped around a little bit.
Metaphorically.
Yes. Just for
Thank
the record.
You for clarifying.
You might need to be physically, but anyway. So I do. I don't suffer fools well. I think social media has sort of done this for me. I blocked a guy on social media yesterday. I said, listen, I tried to be nice, but I just can't fix you.
Yeah.
And so I just got to block you. And so, I guess that's true. But I love everybody as a pastor. I have the privilege of being an interim pastor now at Moody Church.
And I love
teaching the word of God, et cetera, et cetera. But there's sometimes when you just say, okay, enough words. I got to move on. My daughters say I'm loving and caring. So what I would say is, I am loving and caring to the right place and the right people. But to you, not so much.
I like that. Now, that has nothing to do with the question
of
today.
More. He's got more. What do you got?
But this is episode 100.
It didn't have anything to do with our relationship. I think we have a great relationship.
Well, we should talk after the podcast.
Really?
This is the first and last time we ever do this together.
I'm very concerned.
Every 100 episodes. I'll see you in 100 episodes.
I may cry.
No, it's good.
Yeah, we'll do it on episode 200.
Actually, I was talking to a guy from Australia just yesterday, and
I was talking
about
Scott
leadership,
Sanders.
Scott Sanders, and Geneva Push, his church planning organization, and I was saying, they were talking about a leadership thing, and I said, Todd is perhaps the best leadership trainer and one of the best leaders I know.
Boom.
And so boom. So I say nice things about you.
All right. This is getting too touchy-feely, guys.
I need a moment.
Well, that says it. Okay, wait. Now before I'm done, but your glasses look ridiculous. So let's move on.
Okay.
There's the emotional intelligence.
Well, today's question on our 100th episode.
I hope it's awesome. Did you pick an awesome one?
Oh,
it's not Rob from Saskatoon.
I did not prep you on this question.
No, you did not.
And you are going to thoroughly enjoy this.
It's not Rob from
Based on one of your previous tweets.
Is it Lizette Beard?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
But based on one of your previous tweets,
so
you're going to have a lot to
question.
Say about
okay,
this.
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
All right. So this is from Daniel Bannister. And Daniel,
that's a
one
great
of our
name.
Plus members also.
Well, one of our plus members.
Daniel
And actually, he has a moody.edu email.
Oh, so is he a movie student or is he a professor?
No, I think previous student, and he's actually moving to Ontario, California to plant the church.
Ontario, California. Nice. Yes. Not Ontario,
Canada.
Which I, those for the longest time, thought it was the same thing.
Slightly did different. Did you really think it was the same thing?
I was like, people are going to Ontario. I was Ontario, like, why CA. Are you going to Ontario?
Wow. Ontario, yeah. CA. Yeah. Not, you know,
no, but it doesn't help because CA is Canada.
Yeah. No, CAN is Canada.
Yeah. No, listen, yeah, but
you need
still.
To spend a little less time with your nationalistic, centric Canadian worldview and recognize there are other places. So we know. You know where the Bay of Fundy is, don't you, Todd? Where's the Bay of Fundy?
I don't know.
So you've been to the Maritimes. You know there's between the Maritimes and like the rest of Canada, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Canada.
The other thing about
I know is it's America's hat.
It is America's hat.
Okay. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to be the Canadian.
Listen, my wife is Canadian, so I have to know these things. Yeah.
Okay, but Ed also, other than your emotional intelligence stuff.
Yes, clearly evidence.
You know, you probably have the most useless facts of information.
I am filled with useless facts. I'm like Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
Is all Canadian bacon around?
Yes, I know Cheers.
You know Cliff Clavin?
Oh, very well.
Okay, good. Sorry, good.
But is all Canadian bacon round? That's what I need to know.
Wow. You know that they don't call it Canadian bacon in Canada.
Okay.
Now, have you ever had Canadian sausage, though? It's really nasty.
This is done.
Is Canadian sausage just gross? It's not at all like normal sausage.
What in the world is Canadian sausage?
It's like just sausage. I mean, sausage in Canada is just totally different than sausage in the U.S.
Isn't?
It is so.
No, it isn't.
It's tasteless and nasty.
Is it better than haggis?
It is.
Oh, anything's better than haggis. Man. Okay, so let's listen into this question.
Okay, sorry.
Hi, guys. I'm Daniel, and I'm relocating next month to begin work on a church plant in Ontario, California. And I was wondering if you could speak to engaging social gathering in your community. I'm particularly thinking about all the craze over Pokemon Go and how this presents the church with opportunities to engage the community missionally. But certainly there are many other types of social gathering that take place in individual communities. What are some best practices? How can we leverage social gathering for the gospel? And what are some possible pitfalls that we should avoid?
Okay, so best practices and pitfalls to avoid. So let me just start with that. Okay. Best practices: don't do Pokemon Go. Practices: avoid Pokemon Go. All right. Thank you for joining us on this episode.
What was that tweet you sent out about you were going to blog about Pokemon Go, but then you
then I couldn't live with myself in the next day. And then everyone started responding. Right. And so Rick Warren does a thing. I mean, they had like a, they turned their church into a Pokemon Go
they
stop.
They did. Yes, they was there.
They
you
had,
went to Saddleback Bridge. Yeah. Did you fly out there for Pokemon
no,
Go?
No, I had to get the Pokestop. No, I was just there with Mission OC, Chris Lagerlof and those guys, and Kevin Nguyen was there as well. And he was showing us their Irvine campus, and they're like, we actually have a gym here. Pokemon Go gym.
But what they do put out like water and snacks for people. They set lures and put out water and snacks for people.
I'm like, that.
Okay, first of all, you can swing a dead cat in any direction and hit somebody playing Pokemon Go.
That's true.
So, see, his references are tweetables.
Yes, yes. Here's like what I would say, though. Here's what I would say. The question you've got to ask.
Swing a dead cat is tweetable?
Like, someone's going to tweet that.
Not dead yet.
Todd talks in 140 characters.
He does. Okay, but here's what I would say. You could do that, and you could reach some people who like play Pokemon Go, but do you really want that kind of person in your church?
But you know what? There are a lot of closet Pokemon Go players.
Yes, who? Are you a Pokemon Go? Be honest.
I do play because of my kids.
Oh, no. I can't be on the podcast anymore.
It's actually pretty fun with my kids.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. You have far too much time on your hands. Todd, he works for you. Could he up his hours in some way?
I might.
Are you playing Pokemon Go?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Because you know why? Because you're a grown man.
Well, so the week that it came out, I downloaded it and caught two. And was done.
Still, that's two.
But you still
no, I had to see what it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I was looking at the interaction. What, okay. I don't
so
get it. It's an ugly
will
app.
Take you further than you want to go. So you longer you want to stay, costs you more than you want to pay.
Yesterday, I watched this video on Facebook. It was these two kids. They're probably like 6 and 8 singing "You Raise Me Up." Like, and they're two Chinese kids from China, right? And it was like kind of the Chinese American talent, like the America's Got Talent. Okay, when I was watching this, I was like, "This is why China is going to rule the world."
Wow!
Because mostly everyone else is playing Pokemon Go.
Are you saying there's a discipline issue?
I saw on Facebook that somebody posted that every time you post a Candy Crush score on Facebook, another 11-year-old from China graduates from college. and I don't know that that's appropriate, but still, yeah. Pokemon, I see where you went there. And China, for the record, will not rule the world because I think
They just lost the UN ruling on the nine dash line, which is very significant. But anyway, another story for another day. They don't recognize that, and they say they'll prosecute trespassers in their territorial waters. But anyway,
well, there you go.
Kind of random. So just wanted to push back.
No, that's good. It's kind of hard because you know what? Somebody could just be, you know, chasing a Pokemon and end up over the line.
They could actually fall off the nine dash line.
And they could, I don't know.
The UN maybe decided that, the nine dash line not is an excuse. Not. Anyway, all right.
Okay, but literally, people have injured themselves by falling off
the
cliffs.
I just think it's great that we're talking about the nine dash line and the Chinese territorial waters in Pokemon.
This is the new churches.com.
This is the 100th episode, and we're raising it up.
We can do whatever we want. They can do another. Okay, so listen. So, in all seriousness,
how to engage?
How to? Should you? Is
social gathering in your community?
Well, you could probably do that in a way that's other than Pokemon Go.
But to be fair, in response to my tweet, I clicked through, I saw some pretty good examples that are, you know, and church signs. Our church is it called a Pokestop?
Yeah, a Pokestop.
That just sounds wrong.
Because every church, I mean, there are nodes, you know, getting a little geeky. There are nodes that the makers of this have actually placed on churches. So every church is a node, which is a Pokestop, turns into a Pokestop.
You know far too much.
Well, no, because a lot of it is based on data usage.
Yeah.
And so it's natural that churches end up being...
It disturbs me that you know this.
The Billy Graham statue, the previous Billy Graham statue, is actually a node.
Wow.
Here.
Okay. I'm trying to answer this seriously, and you people keep embarrassing yourselves with information you should not know.
Information is fine. I'm not playing the game.
You are. You did.
I'm informed.
You captured too. And what captured? That's creeping me out that you're going around capturing things.
Well, I just wanted to see how it worked.
Pokestuffing.
I don't know what that even means.
You just made that into a verb.
Is that a verb? I don't know.
That will be Oxford's word of the 2017.
It's like people say to me, I'm Twittering. I'm Twittering right now.
It's tweeting.
I know. It was a joke. Oh my gosh. I feel the fact that you didn't know
Twittering
I was joking.
Is something else.
It's not funny if you have to explain it.
I think that's a dance from the 1950s.
It was. All right. So anyway. So here's what I would say.
What?
Looking at...
Stay focused, Daniel. Focus, man.
Focus.
We are on minute 12 and have still not talked about the question. But this is episode 100.
Okay, but so we can do whatever we want. This could be like an hour-long episode.
Of course.
100 minutes.
100 minutes. 1 minute for every episode. Because, you know, we do half and half. You do half and I do half.
Half and half. I don't like half and half.
Okay, neither do I. Okay, moving on. So here's what I would say is seeing the responses to my mocking tweet, I'm not sure that I would do this.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who've done some pretty creative things. And so, for example, again, I don't know the words, right? So, but their church is a Pokestop. So they had a Poke gym and they welcomed people and they built relationships. But here's the deal. For me, I kind of, after seeing the responses to my tweet, I saw, maybe this is a lot like Halloween. Now I participate in door-to-door trick-or-treating with my kids.
What?
I know.
You this heathen. Is
it. Bring in the complaints at daniel.m@idontcare.com. But here's why. This is the one time a year when I can go up to every neighbor's house, say hello and introduce myself. And they come up to my house and say hello and introduce myself. And it's not weird. It's not anything. And so if that could be a missional opportunity, then I think you seize the missional opportunity. So maybe, again, I haven't psychologically been able to bring myself to the place to admit this. Maybe. The social media phenomenon of Pokemon, which certainly has to slow at some point.
One would think.
But is Pokemon and Poke Go the same? It's like,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. So
Pokemon Go is just
Pokemon
the name of the game.
Go. Okay. Yeah. So, but maybe that starts new relationships and new conversations. Here's what I would say is just as I wouldn't turn my church into a Halloween all year, my ministry focus, the Pokemon thing might come and go. Don't get branded as the Pokemon Go church, but it could be an opportunity to engage. And I saw some pretty creative things in response to that tweet that I was like, maybe I should have been a little, I was being funny, but maybe I should have been a little less, definitive.
Well, one of the reasons why
emotional intelligence, maybe,
one of the reasons why social gatherings are so important, as precursors to sharing the gospel, is because they're great environments to build relationships by which you can then gain trust to then have spiritual conversations by which, you know, sharing the gospel can be what happens afterwards.
Many people are open to community before they're open to conversion.
Yeah.
And so getting them to a place where, they can build the relationships makes it sticky.
Yeah. I mean, it's a way also, especially if you, let's say, have a youth ministry in your church, to even do an event where maybe you would go to a place that has a lot of Pokemon gyms or Pokestops. And no, I'm serious.
Okay, when I was a hard time.
Okay, here, let's. When I was a youth pastor.
So maybe a place where My Little Ponies play.
Okay.
My little ponies.
Okay, but seriously, when I was a youth pastor, Amazing Race was a big thing. Yeah. So what we actually did was we did Amazing Race with our students in Montreal, and we placed our volunteers in several spots all around the city, and we did an amazing. And we actually
how many angry Calvinists are all right now? Hearing you talk about this thing and saying, "I can't believe you're doing this."
But what was amazing about it was that our students invited their friends who are far from God that participated in it. We spent five hours together.
Far from God, but anyway, without Christ.
We spent five hours together.
Non-angry Calvinistish person. So, all right.
Build relationships so that led to spiritual conversations. So,
wow. Okay. I would say that generationally, Todd, there's clearly a wall. We're building a wall.
They're going to pay for it.
I like this. We have three decades represented here, right?
I'm in my 40s.
Oh, you're in your 40s. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Are you not?
That was brutal.
Okay. Like late 40s?
I'm in my 40s. Holding on for a few more.
This episode is brought to you by the Emotional Intelligence QuickBook.
He just said three decades. You're like in your 60s and Todd's in his 40s and I'm in my 20s. So anyway, I hate you and but I do. It's a good example though, because I do say, the question is how much. Now I don't know that I do a Pokemon service, but I can see.
I agree with you there.
But here's a tweetable line. I don't think I do a Pokemon service, but maybe I serve Pokemon Go participants.
Okay,
see, there you go. Yeah. Tweet that. Someone tweet that.
Todd's pretending not to tweet that.
He's going to tweet it as him.
Yeah.
Because he's has the most Twitter. He has more Twitter followers than you and me combined.
I was trying to look up quickly.
Yeah.
You just caught me cheating.
Yeah. You can use it on your computer.
What's the thing that where the church like blesses people's pets?
The blessing of the pets.
But what's it called? It's called something. It was a certain saint or something. Yeah. Someday.
Saint Francis. Yeah, but okay, here, talking about blessing pets, do not paint your pet.
You can bless the Pokemon.
As Pikachu. Did you see that on Twitter?
No, I did not.
Some guy painted his dog as Pikachu. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Okay, just for clarity, I am not endorsing. It was Todd who actually talked about saints and the blessing of pets.
No, I was going to. I was.
I am
going
a conservative, fun at evangelical that. Protestant,
Pokemon.
And that's all I got. So
me too.
Where were you going with that anyway?
Yeah,
I was just going to make fun of, when he said, "Hey, don't have a Pokemon service," and I was going to be like, "Well, then don't do the blessing of."
Okay. Do you realize you just offended animal lovers everywhere? That's todd.atkins@idontcare.com.
Okay.
So
I'm just here to exercise my dominion.
Yes, thank you. Wow, well played. I like what you did there.
All right.
This is going way better than the time I had you on the radio and TV. Do you ever hear about the story about the time I had Todd on the TV show?
No, this is when Ed said, "Hey, give me questions. give me the questions you want to ask and how you would answer them," because he didn't trust me at all.
Yeah, so anyway.
So he brings me on and he proceeds to answer my question in the form of a question.
And then
for
ask you to
me.
Elaborate, try to help you. Mm. And so then he's sitting there on TV and Lizette texts. Did you actually see the text?
No, but I heard I was like dragging a dead moose through the mud. Interviewing Todd. Yeah, don't tell Lizette anything.
Yeah, don't tell Lizette. You can tell a type, you can tell a phone, or you can tell a Lizette.
Yeah. It's called RBF, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It is called Resting Board Face.
Yes. I like your clarification there. Resting Board Face.
I do
face.
Suffer from Resting Board Face, which means that if you get me on camera, I look like I am bored.
Wow.
Beyond
I really thought
measures.
I was going to have
really
to
hard.
The drop out of this podcast. Resting Board.
Yes.
Board.
Resting
yeah,
Board
yeah,
Face.
That's
completely
clean.
Have you talked about
pitfalls.
That before on the podcast?
Okay, guys.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Let's at least spend 4 minutes of this podcast addressing Daniel's question.
Okay.
We have total.
No,
probably.
We have. Okay, but pitfalls. We've talked about opportunities for good of how you could actually bring people in and have
a
conversations.
Pokemon Go Church.
Yeah, pitfalls. Yeah.
What I would say is kitschy doesn't last. I mean, but and one of the things, I mean, the way you win people is the way you got to keep them. Mm-hmm. And so what I would say is use that as a conversation starter, not as a conversation, ongoing conversation. So if you can make friends through that way, great. But move from friendships based upon really nerdy activities like Pokemon Go and move to beyond that.
I mean, we're talking about evangelism, right? And ultimately, Lifeway Research just released with Billy Graham, the Billy Graham
Center.
Where's he work?
For evangelism, where I work.
Yeah, I mean, there was just,
a
brand new study that was released.
Lifeway, that's hard to say.
So are you going to say every time someone cites the Billy Graham Center, an angel is going to get their
wings? The Billy
Graham
Center for Evangelism. Every time someone cites it, an angel gets its wings.
So not for Lifeway Research anymore.
That's true.
Okay, but recently.
All my jokes are new up in Chicago. People at Moody Church are like, that's hilarious.
That's killing.
Nonprofit organization, that's hilarious. Everything I say.
Okay,
you can't leave what you won't live.
But getting back to that recently released survey, that was fascinating because it was actually research done on.
On church people.
Non-Christians.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right? Non-Christians were actually surveyed.
Sure. Yeah, part of the survey. Yeah.
Yeah, part of the survey where it was like. But
thanks for correcting me on the research data because I'm not really familiar with it. So, how does that work? How's that polling work?
Again,
I'm not really sure.
Once again, it's sponsored by Emotional Intelligence QuickBook.
But what was fascinating about that was the research that came out related to non-Christians being willing to engage in spiritual conversations. If you are sincere about your faith and want to talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things, of course, you know, there's part of that is some people say that because they know that's what you're supposed to say. But if you take out that, the halo effect is what we call that in research. I mean, there's a significant number of people who are open to spiritual conversations and ironically a significant number of Christians who aren't having them because I think that they're not open.
Yeah,
so we're talking ourselves out of it. We're talking ourselves out of evangelizing a whole generation. And I will tell you that the Pokemon stop at the First Presbyterian Church and wherever, Wisconsin, that this may be more 19-year-olds walking into your church property than you've seen in a very, very long time. So maybe it's not the worst idea to get out, meet them, serve them, get to engage in some relationships with them.
Definitely.
Don't dress up as a Pokemon Go character, though, or your dog. Don't dress your dog.
All right. Well, any last thoughts, guys, before we
turn this
episode 100 off?
I really enjoyed it. Together at last. Don't let it end, I'm telling you.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one?
Todd usually does. Can you remember we imitated Ed one time?
No.
He was Darth. We equated him as Darth Vader.
You called him Darth Vader?
No. Come on, it's good. It was like in the first 10, 15 episodes.
Why did we?
That's what I'm asking.
That just sounds creepy. That did not sound like Darth Vader.
Sorry.
I'm your father, Luke.
Okay, so why did you make fun of me?
I don't know. I don't know how I'm getting ratted out for stuff.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I found you.
All right, and on that note,
I want to know the reference. I want to know what you're talking about.
About why being Darth Vader?
Yeah, why is that Darth Vader?
I don't know. You
have to listen. He does always wear black.
Are you Luke Skywalker? I like to think of myself as the evil emperor.
Okay, but maybe Todd, you can end up with your Godfather, your humming. We'll catch you guys next time.
Peace.